All right, it's already been a mess this morning, but hopefully we're going to get through this. I forgot my little adapter for my computer, so we've had to scramble and use the other computer, and then we forgot the power cord, and so it's just one thing after another, but I'm not going to let the devil defeat us. We're going to get through this today. So let's start out. Many of you know that gardening is one of my favorite passions, and so I chose the parable today and the scripture today about that. You've probably heard a lot of sermons on this scripture before, but I believe it still holds something new for every one of us every time you either read it or study it. I certainly have done a lot of soul searching and self-questioning as I prepared for this morning. I'm going to share the scripture a little bit differently today. This message is from Matthew chapter 13. It's a very familiar passage about the sower. But before we go there, let me set the background a little bit for the situation. Jesus has developed quite a following. He's been teaching, healing, performing miracles. He's becoming pretty well known, and he's got lots of press, especially in the area around the Sea of Galilee. Everybody is showing up to hear him. Even his family has come, his mother Mary and his half-brothers. All are showing up wanting to talk to him. So when he comes out of the house, he can't even get through the crowd. So he gets in a boat, and he shoves it offshore, where he's got a wider angle, and he sits in the boat. This is the teaching stance for a rabbi. And then he tells a story. Let's watch and listen.
Behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables. Because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not. Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
Explained what he meant by the sower and the seeds. So we don't have to rely on any interpretations to understand his message. And it was very appropriate for the people of Galilee because they understood farming and they understood what it took to make a good crop. Jesus would use analogies that the people could understand. But I want to call your attention to verse 9. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now what's that all about?